This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fellas, ladies out there as well, more than Melissa.
You beat me to it. I was about to say, Mel.
Breaking news. The NFL plans to implement an electronic system to measure first downs this upcoming season, per Mike Garofalo of NFL Network. The chain gang will remain on sidelines as a backup.
Wow, dude.
I mean, how long did it take for us to get here?
Yeah, this is one that, again, boys, it seems like it's a no-brainer.
I think it should have happened when you played. I think we had
Do we have the electricity? Do we have the ability to do that?
I think we did. I think
feel like if we have the ability to on our TVs to put Mo Karam injury lawyers on every court that the Rockets play on, I feel like we should be able to measure 10 yards.
10 yards. What are we doing here?
Keep it 100.
Yeah, they support the Rockets.
Now, I wonder where these guys are going to be. Like, I will say this for the NFL. I'm happy that these old guys, because I feel like the same people who do the chain gang are the same people who are greeters at Walmart. And I'm glad
that's not nice.
I'm not. What do you mean it's not nice? I'm just saying they seem
to
be.
They probably always know the weather forecast.
Around? Yes. 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 You're right. Chain gang guys seem like usually older white
guys?
Gentlemen who are. Yes.
All right. I'm going to go look at them. I'm going to go look at film.
Oh,
I'm gonna
yeah. Go watch film, oh, absolutely.
Get on this chain gang.
I was sitting there saying, this is what we're doing. I've been in 2020, 2021, 2018. The best we could do is have these older guys in harm's way on the field measuring 10 yards with a damn chain. Well, but we got a yellow line across the screen that tells us where.
I'm all about the electronics being used to speed the game up. But here's the deal. You can't do away with the chain game. You just can't.
Why?
Because if I'm running the football down the field or something, I gotta have a visual of where the first down mark, like where the first down is.
I'm sure they'll have something for it.
Well, yeah, they'll have an old white guy standing over there with a marker in his hand.
I wonder what they will do with that.
I mean, there's got to be something.
Because they said it says the chain gang will remain on sidelines as backup. So I guess they're going to continue to stand
there.
I think
Garofalo misquoted. I think he's disrespecting the old white guy on the sideline with the marker. You got to have something. I mean, Jalen Hurts isn't going to know when to slide.
Where was it when it was a Texans game and it stopped play because one of those chain gang guys got nailed.
Indeed.
It was like a concussion or something. He had to be they got to get these guys out of harm's way. They be in the weather.
Well, now I agree with that. There ought to be some level of combine preseason that you got to be able to complete before you can get your ass that close to the sideline. I agree with that.
Those guys and those camera guys just get laid out. Like, I'm sorry. I just don't think we needed those older gentlemen out there that Chiefs-Dolphins playoff game where 15 people got caught with.
I agree. There's no sense. Why would they want to be out there? I have no idea.
Their legs amputated out there.
Frostbite situation.
Yeah, in that Tyler's voice right there, they're telling somebody how they lost three toes in that Dolphins Kansas City playoff game.
But I thought I was there all four quarters.
All four quarters.
This world's soft now.
No. That's a good thought. What would they do? Because I'm happy that they're going to keep them and still pay them. I'm guessing maybe they pay them half what they are, but I'm glad they're still keeping these guys. These guys still have jobs.
I don't think they can legally pay them less, Ron, to be honest with you.
Well, I mean, if they're doing less work. But Is there, do they have to be there? What is the way to have, like you're talking about, the marking for 10 yards?
You can, somebody has to do it. I mean, you got to have somebody manning something.
I just got to believe there's something.
Because the what they're supposed to do is when they see the action coming their way, they drop it and move and run. Like you don't, you're supposed to, you got to have something there to where you can drop the pole and lay it flat to where the guys don't get hurt on it. So you got to have something that's human.
I think they can have a referee or somebody that has the first down marker and the marker and just drops and just puts the marker there every time.
Boy, better be right. If I start my slide on that marker and that electronic says, nope, yeah, that wasn't the first down, it's going to be on that ref's ass. You know how we watch it.
It ain't like them 65-year-old guys are lining them poles up.
Leave them guys alone, man. Let them put it out there.
Some goofball in a hat.
I will say, man, this feels like this has taken too long.
No, I agree. It's common sense. I agree wholeheartedly with that. Did you see where they announced that they're not going to they're not going to allow flags to come out of New York, ultimately.
Good. Bunch of turds up there anyway.
No, I don't mean like the Giants or the Jets. I'm talking about the
Is it the entire state for you?
Yes. I don't like this one, boys. Like, in other words, if a call is missed on the field, no matter how egregious it is, they're not allowing the flag to be thrown.
I wonder
from
why
New
they
York.
Would take that step back. That's weird. I don't mean to get the audience riled up, but right here. Another Chiefs rule right here with the electronic.
The Chiefs are in bed with the refs.
Messing on the first downs.
Oh, is that a Chiefs rule?
Feel like it. That Josh Allen move. That Josh Allen where there's complaint if Josh Allen got the first down or not on that tush push.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, any conversation involving NFL referees would probably make a connection to the Chiefs.
Another one. The second time the Chiefs and Bills game, to me, has changed rules. And then, remember, Josh didn't get a chance to touch the ball, so they changed that rule for overtime, and now?
I heard they'll also change the refs' uniforms to a red and yellow color scheme, maybe.
They should. Yeah, they should. Hell, why not? Get them in here.
Oh, thank you.
They really, but they... There's a few things. They really should implement the flopping rule, though. I do. I think quarterbacks should be hit with 15-yard penalties.
I hadn't seen anything on. I'm sure that's going to be discussed, but I have not seen anything on any kind of flopping enforcement or I guess enforcement of you know, not flopping, I guess. I haven't seen any of that. I'm sure it'll come out, though. I think all those meetings are taking place right now at the combine.
Does this also mean it's over? Well, I guess they still spot the ball wherever they spot it. I was going to say, does this mean it's over where these guys walk in? One of my favorite things every Sunday is to watch the both line judges walk in.
And they're two different spots?
5 yards apart. Or you watch them
get closer, they
and
come.
They come in right at a damn thing. You watch the guy start a yard in front of the first down marker. Then the closer he gets to the middle, he's walked a full yard back.
You can't tell me either that I'm the only one that watches, and especially if my team's involved, I'm like, Danielle Hunter, run into that guy, like bump into that ref, move, knock him off his line.
No question. Just jumping.
You're short. I mean, he got it. Danielle, move him off his line. The spots gives him the first down.
Oh man. All right, that's rules are looks like they're changing.